Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Eric Gallagher, founder of Come Follow Me, shares what God has been doing in his life.
So I'm recording this after spending the evening watching our kids go around the neighborhoods asking for candy. Our kids are dressed up like football player. One of them was St. Rose of Lima. Very simple costumes and such. And there's even a moment where one of the things they got from someone's house was a glow stick, and our daughter, who was dressed up as St. Rose of Lima, was smacking her sister with the glow stick, and I jokingly just yelled at her and said, "St. Rose, stop it." And I just had this moment where it was just a gift to see her dressed up as a saint, right? And then I'd known about this house in town that had went all out, decked out for Halloween, and I grew up kind of watching a lot of different scary horror movies and things, and my kids really haven't, but we went and checked out this house, and I was really struck by just how they responded to some of these things. I don't think they've ever been in like a haunted house or anything like that. But it was almost like awkward, I think, when we were watching, looking at this house that had these big skeletons and different kind of like scenery and stuff outside the house. And it was super creepy and really well done. But my kids, who are relatively young, it was just a different kind of experience for them. And also my wife and I were talking about another house that we had known that had really decked out for Halloween. And just, we had this discussion, or at least these comments, about kind of the type of place you have to be in to want to celebrate such things and to take it to be so intense in celebrating such things. Without casting any real judgment on this person, but trying to understand the goodness of celebrating these things or not. And then I sit down tonight to look at the readings and anticipation of All Saints. And I'm reminded of the gospel passage that we get to read on All Saints, where we hear the Beatitudes from Jesus. And tonight I was really struck just by the simple intro to in this gospel passage, where he says, "When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them." And he teaches them about heaven. And there's such a complete, like, I don't know, distinction, opposites, reality to what we focused on tonight, or at least encountered, at least what my kids encountered through this house, and what God desires to teach us and show us, what Jesus teaches his disciples here on All Saints Day. What a gift it is to simply sit and learn about heaven and to expose ourselves to those teachings. Now, I'm not trying to be extremely critical of Halloween. I'm sure people listening are all over the board as far as what they feel about Halloween and all that kind of stuff. But I do think the kind of the disparity between the two is so important. In fact, maybe it's even a good thing. Not that I'm encouraging also for your kids or even my kids to have those experiences of these darker realities. But I actually see this. This was a thing that struck me with St. Francis de Sales, in as he leads through the meditations in the Introduction to the Vow Life, is the goal for one who is desiring to grow in holiness is to really see kind of the black and white of sin and God. He spends a lot of time focusing on this reality of why we think sin is good or why we might have an affection or draw towards sin. And the reality is because there's a grayness in that and sin. We sin in some ways because we think it's good or we think we're accomplishing something good. Even if we know it's bad, there's something inside of it. So there's this grayness about it. And St. Francis de Sales, and all the other great saints as well, Teresa of Avila, I know especially, really paints this picture of how black and white it is. And it's easier to say yes when it's not so gray. It's easier to choose God when you know how good God is and therefore how bad sin is. So I don't think it's a coincidence that we have these two different realities. And I'm just moved today to really get excited. I think the kind of the poverty that we lived in and experienced that I felt as my kids were traveling tonight in the neighborhood, and especially in these houses that were just decked out, to see the greatness of what God gives us through the Beatitudes. So to close in prayer, I'm going to read this passage for you that's read in today's readings. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." Lord God, teach me about heaven. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's reflection. If you enjoyed today's reflection, please consider supporting the With You Always podcast and the other Come Follow Me projects through a financial gift. You can join our support team by visiting comefollow.me/support. Or if you prefer, you can donate through Venmo using the username CoFOME. That's CoFOME. 100% of all financial gifts are used to support Come Follow Me's ongoing and upcoming projects, and to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. Thank you in advance for your support. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.